Chacham Chof on the base, that in the middle of the Amud, towards the middle of the Amud, when the Gemara quotes the two dots from the Mishnah, Hamakiv Pas Rosh Avichuloi, the Loshon HaPasik and the Loshon HaMishnah is HaKofas. Pas Rosh HaKofa means he cuts around. The Gemara in the first parak in Yevamos has a machloikis. What if the person, if a person puts a pot on his head and he shaves off the payas, that's called lo sakifu, pas roshchem. What if he doesn't put a pot on his head? He shaves off first all the hair on the head, and then he shaves off the pas harosh. So when he shaves off the payas, the pas harosh, he's not really making a circle. He didn't really make a hakofer. So that the Gemara has a shaila about that. Gemara comes to the conclusion that it's also a violation of the din. You're not allowed to cut off the payas, whether you do it by ifin shal hakofer. Or you just hakofas color roish mo hakofa. If you cut off all the paces also. So
even without the razor, just even the scissors or something.
That's a machloikis, the Rambam in Tosfos. The Rambam quotes at Tosefta that just like pas hazaka is only with a razor, that's the Mishnah only with a razor, so too pas roish is only with a razor. And the Tosfos in Nazir has a hakofa from the Talmud Bavli against the Tosefta. Tosfos says a steer between the Tosefta and the Gemara. And Tosfos assumes that the din should be like the Gemara against the Tosefta.
The Rama is more chumme.
Yeah, the pas harosh is aser even not with. The Rambam paskins like the Tosefta against the Mashmoris of the Gemara that you're only in violation of hashchasas pas harosh if you use a tar. If you don't use a razor, if you're allowed to use an electric shaver for the beard, so you can use the same electric shaver for the pas harosh. That's how the Rambam holds. And we don't accept that opinion. We hold that you're not allowed to remove the payas, even not. Right?
So why does it tell you?
The Shavuos has that kasha. On the side of the Gemara, Masechus Shavuos, in the first parak, in the Gilyan Hashas, on Dav Dalet, so Rebbe Kivega has a kasha that how is one permitted to comb one's payas? Because the Mishnah says a Nazir is not allowed to shave off his hair. And he's not even allowed to comb his hair, right? Because whenever you comb your hair, it's a psikreshe that you're certainly going to rip out one hair. Like on Shabbos, it says, you know, that the din in Shabbos is based on the Mishnah Nozir. And Shabbos is a machlek, is the Beis Yosef and other achrayim. So we're machma like Rabbi Yosef Kar, that the din in the Mishnah Nozir applies to Shabbos also. It's a psikreshe. If you comb your hair, your vade will rip out one hair. So that's Rabbi Kivega's kasha. How is one permitted to comb the payas? If you're like the Rambam, that it's only a violation if you use a razor, so there's no kasha. But if you weigh the way we pass in the Shulchan Aruch, that even if you don't use a razor, it's still an Issa Deraisa. So isn't it a psikresha if you comb your payas that you're going to rip out one hair? So shouldn't that be an Issa?
Sure, you need to stay silent.
Oh, so the Rambam holds even more than that. The Rambam has a Mechudish Dikadin. If you shave off your payas, even with a razor, the Rambam says, shave off with a razor, as long as you leave, there are two girsas in the Rambam, either 4 hairs or 40 hairs. If you leave behind either 4 or 40, so then the Rambam says that there's no Issa. And the Tur says, he doesn't know where in the world the Rambam got it. I've never heard of such a thing. Where does it say if you leave behind either 4 or 40 Cyrus, 2 girsas in the Rambam, then you're not in violation? So Rabbi Kivega writes, it's mutter to comb your pears because of a sex faker. Maybe the din is like the Rambam, that the prohibition is only to use a razor. And even if you hold not like that Rambam, so maybe since you left way more than 40, all the payers are there. You have more than 100, a few hundred hairs. So you're going to say also it's mutter. So he said, but we don't pass like either of these Rambams. The Shulchan Aruch is upkipaskant, you're not allowed to cut off the pears even with the scissors. And Zabkipaskin, even if you leave 4 or 40, it's still awesome. And Kivega asked Akasha, he doesn't understand why you're permitted to comb your hair. So he sent a letter, that's what he writes, he sent a letter to his beloved son-in-law, the Chasam Sofer. Did he ever hear anything about this? What does he think about this? How is it permissible to comb your face? So the Chasam Sofer has a tshuva, so he writes, it's zicha muta. To comb the pace. How did he know Zichem Mutter? Maybe Reb Kivega is right, maybe it should be Asa, because he was a Talmud of Rav Nosson Adler. And he writes, my Rebbe Holy, used to call me space. That's a right that is mutter. Nothing to discuss. Question is why it's mutter. Okay. It's like is it Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu thought that it's mutter is mutter because his Rebbe did it. So he has in a few tshuvas like that. He saw Beram Nos Nadla that he did it, so it's a right that's the din. The question is why is that so?
Because if Ramam didn't have, if you do have kosher, then it would be over on two laps.
What do you mean two?
If you play with the blade, because one you're not allowed to take the space, and then you're not allowed to use them.
That's it.
A blade.
No, he holds the yisur of taking off the pace is only applies if you use a razor. Just like over here by the beard, is only with a razor. So he quotes a Tosefta that the pace is also only with a razor.
The pace are very long. When you come to the pace, who says you're cutting out the hairs from the pace of this coming out? It's the bottom part of the pace.
But it doesn't matter.
But the pace is, Morris says over here, the pace is a long area on the head. It starts from here, from the corner over here. And then you draw a line from there, the cornermost point here, till a point in the back of the ear. You draw a line there, and then at the point where the jaw joins the upper part. So that whole area is called Pasa Rosh. If you rip out any hair there, it's a violation of Pasa Rosh.
Separation of Lomichlein. Does it matter?
Melachas Mechshev
only applies to Shabbos, not to
Adesh.
The Gemara in Nazir seems to consider a psikresha din nichalei. Because the Gemara says that's how Tosis interprets in the Gemara, that people are happy if they have a hair that's a little bit loose. So when they comb the hair, they would like to get that hair out of the way so it shouldn't ruin their appearance.
But if it's loose, then he's not tearing it.
If it's a little bit loose, and then they would prefer to yank it out so it shouldn't ruin their appearance. No, Malach Smashev is only applies to Shabbos. But a question of Psikresha Dolonichale, is it Mutter or not? So that's a Machlek, it's Tesis in the Oruch. So the Oruch is of the opinion that Psikresha Dolonichale is Mutter, and there are two versions exactly as to what the Oruch said. The Rosh in two places quotes the Oruch differently. So one version is that the Oruch said Psikresha Dolonichale is Mutter on Shabbos. The both quotations of the Rosh are both in Masech Shabbos. The two comments from the Rosh that contradict each other are both in the same Masechta. So one place he presents the Oruch as being Meikel on Psikresha Lanichale only in Hilchos Shabbos. The other place he quotes the Oruch the way Tosis quotes it. Psikresha Lanichale is Mutter and Kolot Terakula, not just in Hilchos Shabbos. And Tosis says it's all wrong. Psikresha Lanichale is Osir even on Shabbos. Tosis holds that there's no head there, even on Shabbos.
With his hand, he fixes his face with his hand,
That's not a shinui. If people twirl their face long enough, it's probably a psikresha that you're going to rip out one of the hairs. It's the same kasha as Rabbi Kivay. But the beard is only also by a razor. So that's not a kasha. By the beard is nishkin kasha. So if you hold like the Rambam that the face is only also by the razor, it's by the nishkin kasha. But in Shulchan Aruch, we have paskin like the Taisvis and Nazir has a harayif in the Gemara. The Pasa Rosh is forbidden to remove even without a razor, even if you use a scissors, it's usher. So how are people allowed? There are people that twirl their face all the time. There are people comb their face. So that's Rabbi Kivega's kasha. How is that allowed? It's not a psikresha that you're going to rip out one hair.
That's
a shchicha that what?
But for me, I said...
How can the Rama compare about the payis to the beard? There it says lo shakifu,
it's not the Rama's fault. He quotes a Tosefta. It's not his fault. The Tosefta says like that. Uh-huh. Tosefta also knows the Tosefta. Yeah. So Tosefta says the Talmud Bavli contradicts the Tosefta. So apparently we assume that the Tosefta is incorrect, and the Rama holds not so. The Tosefta is correct. So this is where the Gemara is defining where are the payas. Tana Rabbanan, Pas Rosho. Pas means the corner, the end of his head. Where the end of the head? Sof Rosho. Beizu Sof Rosho, where's the Sof? The head is round. So the Sof Rosho, the two sides. Beizu Sof Rosho, Zehamash v'tzedov, Lachurei Ozno, Ula Padachto. Padachas is the forehead over here. So if you take the corner point in the forehead over here, and the back achuri asna over here, so you draw a line like this, and then the tzedov are the sideburns. So the sideburns till a certain
point.
If below that point is called pasa zokan, and higher up is called pasa roish. So that whole area is the pasa roish. So amash achuri asna padna. Tana tana kamei rav chizde. One of the Amoraim recited a brayse in present of Rav Chizda. Eker amachri ve'eker anikif loike. If you have a Yiddish barber who shaves off the payas of a customer, so the barber gets malchus and the customer gets malchus. Tosis writes in Shavuos, let's say it's a Yiddish barber, but it's a goyish custom. So Tosis says that's not a problem. A goy comes and he wants me to shave off. I can shave him with a
no iser
at all. Yeah. Even though the Gemara says it says loisaki fu in the plural, one lav goes on the makif, one lav goes on the nikif. But the lav on the makif only applies if the nikif is a bachiyum. Yeah. That's a shaila. What if the nikif is a yid but he's a cotton? What if the nikif, the one who's getting the payas shaved off, the haircut? Let's say the barber is a yid bar mitzvah, and the customer is a yid before bar mitzvah. So the customer doesn't get malchus. Does the barber get malchus for shaving off his payas? Hazik dola malaktanim is a din that you're not allowed to shave off his payas. Okay, but you don't get malchus on lahazik dola malaktanim. Let's say if I feed chazit to a child before bar mitzvah, so I don't get malchus. It's an iser. Learn that from a pasuk. Lahazik dola malaktanim. Lo safina leisur biyadayim. You're not allowed to give an iser to a child before bar mitzvah. Even lo higil lechinuch. If he's a gil lechinuch, it's a din achich. Afilo lo higil lechinuch. Mamish an infant. You're not allowed to give treifas unless you have no other food. And you have no breire. So then it's mutter. Hainu revise. The Gemara says that they used to bathe. In the Bismara Gemara, they used to bathe the babies every single day with warm water. So the Gemara says, even on Yom Kippur, when there's an Isser to take a bath, it's one of the Hamisha Inuyim. The Gemara says in Yom, in the last parak, it's permissible to bathe the babies. What about Lo Safina Le Isser B'Adayim? You're causing the child to violate the Isser of Rechitza, the Inuyim. So the Gemara says, Haini Revisei, since that's considered normal for the good health of the child, so that's permissible. So let's say if the child is hungry and you have no kosher food, and the only food you have, and the child is crying, he's not sick, but he's crying, and he wants his food, and the only food you can give is treifas, chaza. So mistama also would be mutter. Mutter is supposed to be a dime if it's heinu revise, if it's really necessary. It's nishkin pikuach nefesh. Okay, but you have no brayer. If the child is hungry, okay, but still. Tamtam Salay means if you can avoid it, you should. But if you can't avoid it, so then strictly speaking, it's mutter. So this shaila, this is a machlokes amaraim in the Gemara in Nazir. Would there be malchus for the Yiddish barber who cuts off the pace of a cotton? The shaila is echad amakif, echad anikif. It says lo sakifu in the plural. Lav la makif, lav la nikif. Is it that the Iser on the Makif is sort of a form of Lifnei Iver? If the Nikif is in violation of his Iser, then the Makif is also in violation of an Iser. But if the Nikif is not in violation because the Nikif is a Lav Bar Chiyuve, he's a cotton, then the Makif won't be in violation. No. The Nazir gets malchus. The Rambam writes, and there is an interesting din, it's questionable where he got it from. The Rambam writes, if the Nazir is b'shoigeg, then the one who shaves off his head, one who gives him a haircut gets malchus. If the Nazir is b'mezid, then the barber does not get malchus. He writes the same for a Kohen. Let's say there's a Kohen wants to go into a cemetery. So I help him go into the cemetery. So then the Rambam says, if I help him, I don't get malchus. I'm Boivan Lifneiver, but I don't get malchus. But what if the Kohen is b'shoigeg? I push him onto the cemetery. He doesn't even realize that there's a cemetery there. I push him on. Then the Rambam writes a chiddush that hametami es hakoyin is loike if the koyin is b'shoigeg. And the same thing, hamegalechas hanazir is loike if the nazir is b'shoigeg. Question is, where did this come from?
The same thing. If I take a cotton to the cemetery, would I be over?
A koyin.
I don't think you get Malkus. There's an Issa Deraisa, also Lahazik Dara Malaktan. But I don't think you get Malkus for that. Only if he's a Bachiyuva and he's Bishege. But if he's not a Bachiyuva, then you wouldn't get Malkus. Oh, so what if that's the Shaila? That's a Machloikis by Peyus and Nazir. That's a Machloikis and Masach Nazir, Rabbi Rav Chizda, I think. What's the din if you megaleach, if you shave off the payas of a cotton? Do you say the lav on the makif is a function of the nikiv? If the nikiv is a barchiyuve, then the makif is over the lav and gets malchus. But if the nikiv is a cotton, then the makif will not get malchus. But he say, no, the lav of the makif stands alone. It's an independent lav. Ad kedei kach, that Tosis has to be mecharish in Shavuos Dav Dalet, that if you shave off the pace of a goy, it's mutter.
Yeah.
Tosis raised it as a question. Maybe the barber is in violation of an issa, even though the custom is a goy. So they say, no, if it's a goyish custom, it's like shaving off the pace of a behemoth.
It's not pace,
it doesn't count at all. Pace on a goy don't count at all, yeah. But by a cotton, that's the machloikas, yeah. Part of the din of chinuch is their eisa. Part of chinuch is.
If it's a father or somebody else, then.
Part of chinuch is their eisa that you have to tell a child that after bar mitzvah, you have to say kiddush and you're not allowed to be mitam lemeisim. Part of the chinuch is their eisa. The fact that I have to see to it that the child says kiddush now, before the bar mitzvah, I have to train him. That part is only midrabbah. But I have to tell a child, you have to teach the children that when they'll become bar mitzvah, they're not allowed to eat chazen, they're not allowed to be machal Shabbos, and they're going to have to say kiddush and like tefillin and say brachas and davening and so on. But the fact that you have to train them now, the katnusa, to actually do it, that part is only midirabon. But this, yeah, but the whole din of chinuch only applies when the child is old enough to understand, is mature enough to understand what's going on. Then the din of chinuch sets in. If he's a cotton, kodesh yigil, a chinuch. If he's a little infant, there is no din of chinuch. But this din does apply. Also, it was supposed to be a dime to feed treifus to a little child, even an infant, a day old. A day old, he can't eat.
Yeah.
But even a tiny infant who doesn't understand mechla what's going on, that's an isa deraisa. Shalom is supposed to be a dime. If it's macholos asur is deraisa. If it's macholos asur is derabonon, then it's a machlok is derambam and derashbo. And we're machmar on that. Shalol is supposed to be adayim even in Nisa Dirabbanan. The Rambam says it's saucer even in Nisa Dirabbanan. Let's just a minik. Let's say kidneys. Not the
peso.
Ashkenazim have a minik, not to eat kidneys on peso. So if it's a young child who doesn't understand what peso is all about, who doesn't understand what kidneys is all about, so then there's no din also is supposed to be adayim. So there are a lot of chocolates for peso that only Sephardim are supposed to eat, Ashkenazim are not supposed to eat. So what do you do if you bought all these chocolates and you got stuck and you're not supposed to eat them? So if you give it to little children who don't understand Mechlav what the whole issue is all about, then you can't say there's a din of chinuch, he's lo higir l'chinuch. And the din also is supposed to be a dime doesn't apply if he's if it's only osim itam minik. Yeah?
You said something before, I didn't quite understand. If an adult bathes a baby on
the
kippur, you say
it needs
a lot to do with
it. Gemara, they used to bathe the babies every single day. So the Gemara says there's no prohibition of also was supposed to be a dayim. How can you bathe the baby on Yom Kippur? You're not allowed to. So the Gemara says. Yeah, but we're not allowed
to do it.
Eating treifus is also only to people over bar mitzvah. But you're not allowed to feed the treifus to a little tino, because they're only a day old. That's an isa. Also, shalom al hazik dalam alaktan. Like a godl after bar mitzvah is not permitted to be mitami a kohen katan. Even though the kohen katan doesn't understand mechlav what it's all about, he was just born. He's only one day old. You're not permitted to be mitami a kohen. That's called also is supposed to be ordained to feed an isa deraisa to a katan. Shaloi gilachinach is not allowed. That's a shaila. What's the nature of that din? That's a big machlokes in Achim. What's the nature of the din? Shalom is supposed to be a dime. So some achrayim say that the nature of the din is the Nerid Yehuda has a tshuva like this. He quotes the Issa Deheta that the nature of the din shalom is supposed to be a dime, not to give treifus to a child who's only a week old, is also an inyan of chinuch, even though he's way kodim shigil lachinuch. It's the haschal of the chinuch. So based on that,
following year he may want to.
Yeah,
You see, by Yom Kippur, about making a shechiyun, the Mor says you should give it a tinnik. Yeah. It's also speaking by that small tinnik. Still, no, says you shouldn't give it.
Right.
Because from the yard,
So that's what the Nadi Behuda has a tshuva where he quotes the Isavetta. He says Shalol the Sposa Adam is also an aspect of chinuch, but this aspect of chinuch applies even kodem shegir lechinuch. What's an afkemina?
Yeah,
what the chakir is? Afkemina is, what if the child, let's say, is never going to become a bar chiyuva? Let's say
mentally retarded.
A person is retarded. So it's very difficult to keep a retarded, very, very difficult. Sometimes if they're heavily retarded, it's very difficult to keep them at home. But sometimes you put them into an institution. The institutions are run by the government and they give tray for food. So you're putting your child into an institution that's like shalolos posabi yodai. They're giving him acholos asuris, treif is deraisa, chazad deraisa. Is that permissible? So that's what the Nodi Behuda's son has a tshuva. And Sefer Shiva Sion, where he quotes the Yisavahetah, he says the whole Issa Shalala Sposabadaim is also an aspect of Chinuch, and that's only by a person who's going to ultimately become a Baruch Yehuda. But if we don't see any chance, B'derech HaTeva, that this person will ever become a Baruch Yehuda, then there's no aspect of Chinuch at all. That's even Mutal Sposabadaim. That's what he writes. And then the Chassam Sofer quotes that Shuvah from the Shiva Sion, from the Nodi Behuda's son. And he says he has a Rashba who disagrees with the Yisavahetah. So usually you follow the Yisavahetah. Yisavahetah is quoted every page in Yeridaya. Yisavahetah from the Rabbeinu Yonah. But he says this case, he has a Rashba and get mamish like you found a needle in a haystack, literally. He has a one line in a Rashba in the middle of Gittin where it's not talking about anything. It has nothing to do with anything. And there's one line in the middle of Rashba, Daf Nun Beis, where he says, Asel is supposed to be Adai Mafilu Shota. Mm-hmm. Even if the child is a shota, it's also awesome. The topic, no one knows why the Rashba put it in there. It's not necessary for the whole paragraph in the Rashba. But the Chassam Sofer quotes that one line from the Rashba. It really exists. So that's the tshuva in the Chassam Sofer is about this topic. What do you do? Is it forbidden to put a retarded Jewish child into a government institution where they're going to feed a macholos asuris their rice?
Yeah.
Also has Rav Moshe has a tshuva where he deals with the Chassam Sofer. He quotes the Chassam Sofer. He starts off by quoting the Chassam Sofer and pilpiling about it. Yeah, Meiko. Chassam Sofer and Rav Moshe, they're both Meiko. And others are not so convinced about the kulas.
He was quoted as
Chassam
Sofer. They have to be home.
Could well be.
Oh, wait. Did you just get in the Chassam Sofer?
No, Chassam Sofer starts off as disagreeing with the Shiva Sion. He says that the Shalom is supposed to be Adayim, even applies to a Shota. But he claims in this case, this is not called Safina Lebi Adayim. He says, you put him in a home, and the people who run the home give him the... He says, it's supposed to be Adayim, I put the food in his mouth. But if I tell him, go to the refrigerator and take it, he says, Achidish, that's not called it's supposed to be Adayim. And when you give the child into an institution that's like a grumma, that's not a violation. And others are not so happy about that definition of shalol is supposed to be adai. They think that that too is included in. So Rav Moshe is meikel along the same lines as the Chassam Sofer. He thinks that it's like a grumma, it's not called supposed to be adai. So this is what the Gemara quotes. One of the Amoraim recited Brisa to Rav Chisda. The Brisa is based on the plural. It says Lo Sakifu Pas Roshchem in the plural. So the Lav goes Lav Lamakif Lav Landikif. That the barber gets Malkus and the customer gets Malkus. Omalei, Sir Rav Chisda was upset about the Brisa that they told him. He said that's ridiculous. Mandochel Tamer Barbela Loki. What are you talking about? Well, how can the customer get Malkus? Is the halav shame on ma'isa? It doesn't make any sense. It must be Doma Lachmani, the one who composed this brisa, is Rabbi Yehuda. Doma halav shame on ma'isa loikemol. So an alter machlokes hatanoim. Well, halav shame on ma'isa loikemol about nad, and a machlokes we had. And Eloheinu Elokim, we had a machlokes of Yechon Veishlokish. How you should paskin? Which tana you should paskin like? So he says that tana shaloik halacha. Halacha the ma'isa we should paskin. The customer is ain't a loike because it's considered a halav shame on ma'isa. So is there any way to be miyashiv the brisa to explain why the customer should be? I just sit there in the barber chair. And the barber shaves off the payas with a razor and with everything. So how can... Oh, so that's what the Gemara finally answered. Rav Amar b'makif liatzma. Rav says, Hacham Askinan, the Braisa goes, the fellow takes a razor and he shaves off his own payas and he gets twice malchus.
Makif and nikif.
One for makif, one for nikif. The Achidish? That's how Rav is interpreting. Echad amachif, echad anikif loike. Means if I shave off my own payas, so I get double. If I shave off someone else's payas, so he's ain't bo maisa, so he doesn't, the customer doesn't get any malchus. Only the barber gets the malchus. The customer is ain't like it. If I shave off my own payas, I get double malchus. So this is a grois achidish. They get double malchus for shaving. What happened? All of a sudden, it became two people. No.
For one maisa.
For one maisa, he's both a makif and a nikif. And the makif and the nikif are both yeshbo maisa, so he gets twice malchus. That's a rabbi says.
He does one maluch and chayv two malchus.
Okay.
Two chatois.
Yeah, that's the next Mishnah. He gets eight times malchus coming up. Yeah.
Question:
If a Jewish tattoo owner would tattoo on a Jew, also I would get allowed in the same manner because for.
The Mishnah doesn't say that there are two Isurim. Doesn't say that there are two.
Why is there a difference between the...
Because this is in the plural. Losakifu. Yeah. And Losashchis Piasa Ganecho, that's what we mentioned last week. That's a question what the Ravid has something to say about this matter. So there was one reading, there was one Gerson, the Ravid on the Sefer HaMitzvahs. There's one Gerson, the Ravid, that the Ravid claims that this is only lo sakifu is in the plural, so lav la makif, lav la nikif. Echan am makif, echan am nikif. Abav la sashchis, pasukonech is in the singular, so there wouldn't be a malchus for
the Baba
would not get malchus if he shaves off. And then the other achrayim say, no, that's a misprint in the Ravid. The old reading in the Ravid was lav la makif, lav la nikif, lav la mashchis, velo la nishchas. There's only a lav, fakir. There's only a lav on the barber, and there's no lav on the customer. So that stam doesn't make any sense. What's that? So they say, no, that's a mistake. That's enough in a tosefta. That echad amakif, echad anikif, because it says in plural, lo sakifu, and lo sashchis pasuk is in the same pasuk as lo sakifu. So that's a hekish. So just like we say that there's an iser on the barber and on the customer, by lo sakifu, because it's written in the plural, even Los Ashkis, despite the fact that it's written in the singular, also has a double lav, one on the barber, one on the customer. But on the other pasuk, on Ksobis Kaka, that's a different pasuk, so then there's no mocker to say that they should both be like it. Only one will be like it. Who's going to be the lucky winner? Who's going to get the malchus, whether the customer or the one who does it? That's a good question. I don't know. And then Rav Ashi Amar Bim Sayev Dirako. Rav Ashi says, when do you say that there's a malchus? Rav said a chiddush that if I shave off my own payas, I get twice malchus, because I'm the barber and the customer. The basachas and the diesh bo maisit. That's a chiddush to say I get twice malchus. I only did one thing. So Rav Ashi says, why do you have to go say such a gewaldige chiddush? Now simple. The customer sits in the barber chair
and he turns his face
and he helps out a little bit by turning his head in an unusual fashion. If he just sits there like this, like one would sit and read a newspaper. Or some people sit and read the newspaper while the barber's shaving off their hair. So then that's called Einbo Maisa. But if he leans over a little bit in an unusual fashion, that makes him into the Lav Sheyeshma Maisa. So then they both deserve the Malki. That's Rav Ashi said.
Does the Malki get Malki for the Lifnei Iver or is not
there? There is a Lifnei Iver.
So, but there's not its Lav.
But there's never,
I
don't know. Lifnei Iver, I don't think ever gets any Malki. I don't think. I don't know. I think Lifnever is ain't a loike because it's a lab shebichlolis. It's a vague lab. There's so many different ways to violate it. Yeah, includes many different.
One shame, like you remember, Rashi said, one shame, many
manifestations. Yeah.
And he does a mice to help him get the
ball. I don't know. It's a question. I think Lifnever is ain't a loike. It's a good question.
Lasechul Adam is also a lav shel achilus, right?
Yeah, that's the original.
Yeah.
Lasechul Adam is the original Gemara in Sanhedrin that's a lav shel achilus. And I think there's a discussion in Achrenim about Lifnei Iver, that it should. Yeah. Let's see. Hamashchis pasukana. If he shaves off the pasazak and his lokatana abana was that mean piaskana. Solves the kana. If he solves kana, she bolas kana. It doesn't help too much. She bolas kana means somewhere on the bottom. Where is it on the bottom? The Gemara says on the next daf that yes, where is it? So Rav Sheshe said there, and there.
Yeah.
He shows you. He showed the Talmidim where the five places.
So, we'll there,
so we don't have the picture. The Gemara doesn't have the photograph. Okay. Then the Gemara is commenting on the Mishnah. Hamisaret Srita Achas Bchulotar Rabbanu. We have a brayse. The Seret LaNefesh. His house collapsed. His ship that had all the merchandise on and all of his wealth sank in the sea and just lost all of his assets. So there are some people who will rip out their hair, some people who will scratch into their skin to bleed as an expression of their aggravation over the loss of their money. So that's not permissible. That's an isa also lot of lachbo biatzma, but that's not this law. The seret lanefesh is only lanefesh, and a chayv el alamei stovad only if someone died. And he's expressing his grief over the death of a dear friend. If it's not alameis, then you're not in a violation of this issa. It's a different issa. Also, ladam lachba biatzma. But it's not a violation of this issa. Minayin lemisarit chamish sritas al meisechut shulchai b'chalachas v'yachas. That's what we had in the Mishnah. If the person scratches on his skin five different knives, and he scratches at the same time five different sritas, and they warn him in advance, don't do that, because we're going to give you, we see you plan to do five different sritas, we're going to give you five times malchus, but there was only one hasra in advance. Let's say they warn him, don't drink the whole cup of wine, he's a nazir, don't drink the whole cup of wine because it has three revias in it. He says, I don't care, and he drinks the whole thing. So we pass him, there's only once malchus. You only got three times malchus if they warn him in between the first and the second revias, and in between the second and the third. But if they give one asra in the beginning, there's only one malchus. What about over here? They warn him in advance, don't do the five sritas v'vasachas, because we're going to give it five times malchus. So here there's a pasuk. Tamlama v'seret, l'chaim v'kol srito srito. Here there's a special limud that tells me that each srita is a separate issa. It's unlike the other case of the drinking. Even though there's only one asra. Because they know in advance they're going to do five sritas. So the pasuk singles it out. The same thing the Mishnah has. Let's say the fellow is about to he has a razor and he's going to shave off all the five mekaymas that are forbidden. We don't know exactly where they are, but he's going to shave everything 1, 2, 3, the whole beard, and he's going to include all the five spots that are asur. So there's a machlokes hatanaim in the Mishnah. What if they warn him in advance? Don't shave off all the five because we're going to give you five times malchus. So the Tanakhama says that's how we paskin. That you get five times malchus, even though there was only one asra. That's where the long Rashi on the Mishnah, and Chof HaMeral points to that. That the Tanakam in the Mishnah holds that you get five times malchus, because the Pasuk singles it out as five different Isurim. And Rav Leza disagrees. Rav Leza Ramim, Nitul Kulam Kachas, Eina Chai Balachas. You have to have Dafka Hasra between the first and the second Malkam, and between the second and the third. If you have one asra, and he shaves off all the five payas, so then Rav Leza disagrees. But we don't pass like Rav Leza. We pass like the Tanakhama that each one is a separate lav. So you get five times malchus.
If he's a Talmud Chacham, he doesn't need any asura whatsoever, so he would get five times.
That's a machlokes hatana. We pass in a chaver is also tzarech asura. Even a Talmud Chacham needs asura. Even though he knows he did, he just gave a shir on this. But what does he need asura? Asura has to be terch kedei dibur to the aver. Even though it's clear to the onlookers
that
he's doing it b'mezid, still, it has to be a very exaggerated mazer. It has to be with a drosha, turkid edivim.
And he has to say up what we can.
By misa, you have to have kabbalas asra. By misa, he has to say, almanos kein aniosa. I know what you're telling me, and I want to get the einish misa. By malchus, it's not beferish in the Gemara. So by malchus, it's a machlekes harishonim. And Malchus and Machlokes Rishonim and Astira and the Rambam, Mashallah, how the Rambam holds. But the other Rishonim have the Meiri and Sanhedrin quotes of the Ferish and Machlokes Rishonim by Malchus. Does he have to say, Amunos Kain Ani Yosef? Do you need Kabbalah Sasra? By Misa, you certainly need Kabbalah Sasra. By Malchus and Machlokes.
So those who disagree, by we have three previous wine and the cups, you give one Astra for the whole cup, will also disagree?
No, there every.
You need Asra on each Reviv?
Yeah, everybody agrees that there you need Asra on each Reviv. Oh, so the Tanakhama of Rav Lezer says, here there's a special pasuk, that the five Mekaymas are already five Shemas. They're considered five different Isurim. So if he's about, like we had, if someone died in the family, and as an expression of grief, he wants to scratch out his hair, and he puts chemicals on the five fingers, and he puts the five fingers in his head, and he rubs in five different places. So that's what the Gemara said, he gets five times Malkus, even though he's only covered with one Asra. So that's learned up on the Pasuk, the Seret, and the special Psukim on that. Yeah, so we assume the same is true by the five Mekaymas of the Peis. Against Rav Lezer. Rav Lezer says you need a separate Hasra on each one. And we pass, you don't need a separate Hasra. If you give one Hasra in advance and he shaves off all five, Tech the deeper about Hasra, he gets five times Malkus. But by all other Averis, if he drinks five Revis and Tech the deeper of the one Hasra, and they warn him, don't drink the whole cup because it has five Revis and you get five times Malkus. We pass him over, there's only one Malkus because there is no Pasuk to indicate that it's separate Averis. Here there's a separate Pasuk. So the Seret L'Zechayva called Srita Srita. The Rabbi Yossi Yomer, four lines from the bottom of Chof on the base, has Garach Yiddish. What if five different people die and he wants to scratch out his hair or scratch his inner skin to cause it to bleed as an expression of grief over the loss of these five people? So if he just does one scratching on the skin and it bleeds, or one scraping out of the hair, he gets five times Malkus for one Srita. This is Shanaim
for five people.
Because he's doing it, it's Mitzurif to five different people. Well, that's a big Kiddush. Yeah, he says in advance. He's so grief stricken over the death of all of their friends. Does one mice and it relates to five different people. That's a Shanaim Kiddush.
He eats one more and can be hive several Malkis, right? It's also similar to that, right? He does one mice.
Yeah, because the one mice is five different averes. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Five, six different averes. But here, it's only machshava.
Yeah.
He says in advance he's going to do either a srita to cause bleeding, or he's going to rip out his hair out of grief. And he says, I'm in grief over the death of all of my relatives, and he's going to do this. And the Yadim say, don't do that. We're going to give you five times Malkus. And he says, I don't care. So then the Rabbi Yossi says the Chiddush, give him five times Malkus. That's a very big Chiddush.
That's not to say I don't care.
Machlekes, but it has to say I don't care or not. Okay. Machlekes, they need Kabbalah Asro.
Yeah.
By Malkus. Right. Okay.
So what's the reason for Malkus in this whole Indian? It's because there's a denial of the Neshama. It wasn't the Neshama that continues.
Mm-hmm.
So here there's five denials here.
Okay.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah. But it's still a Chiddush. Still a Chiddush. He only did one act. And because it's Mitzurif to five different people, there are five reasons why it's Asa. No, it's five reasons why it's Asa. You're saying it's called five Averis. Because he's denying that all five people have an Neshama. Okay. It's still a Chiddush.
100 people then.
There's a Moshah, there's a Machlekes HaTanayim in the following case in Chulin. You're not permitted to shecht also the Ezbeno B'yoy Mecha. So what if you have a grandmother, let's say by the Nikedis, let's say a grandmother and a daughter cow and a granddaughter. So first I shecht the grandmother, then I shecht the granddaughter. So there's no Issur yet. But then after shechting the grandmother and the granddaughter, then I shecht the middle generation, the daughter. So that I've just completed two Averis.
Yeah.
I just did Osir Ezbeno because of the mother and Osir Ezbeno because of the blood. So there's a Machlekes HaTanayim in the Mishnah in Chulin and Perek Osir Ezbeno, whole Perek, do you get twice Malkus or once Malkus? Why should it be twice Malkus? What do you mean? By shechting one, because I shech the mother, that sets it up that if I'll shech the blood, it'll be a violation of Osir Ezbeno. Then I shech the granddaughter, so that also sets it up that if I'll shech the middle generation, it'll be a violation of Osir Ezbeno. So I have two reasons why you're not allowed to shech the middle generation. When I go and I shech the middle generation, that clinches two averis. Well, why is it we pass? And I think there's only once Malkus, it's not twice Malkus. So what's this over here? Because there are five different Mason, and I express my grief over the death of the five people. So the grief and the expression sets it up that this is an Issa. So there are five reasons that this act is set up as an Issa. How did it become five Averas though? So that's what he says based on a pasuk. He doesn't say mitzad asvara. Yesi amer, the last four lines, minayin lemisar tzvita achas. Al chamisha meisim shuchai v'kol echad v'yechad. How do you know that he gets malchus according to how many meisim he's grieving over? Tamalayim ola nefesh, zoktak zeres hakasuk. A pasuk that says that since this srita is mitztaref to many different meisim, so it's farechent as many different abeis, l'chai v'kol nefesh v'nesh. Kol nefesh v'nefesh. Beg mar kasha, how can Rabbi Yossi derive from the word la nefesh? Chai v'kol nefesh v'nefesh. He just started off the brisa, the beginning. Why does it have a seret lo nefesh that if he's grieving over the loss of his money or over some other aggravation other than the death of a dear friend, that this lav doesn't apply? It's a different lav of chevel beyatzma, also lav machvel beyatzma, but it won't be a violation of misaret. So you already used up the word lameis. So how do you use it up, seret lanefesh? You already used up the word lanefesh. How does Rabbi Yossi know to use it al chayva kol nefesh for nefesh? And for the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi has an original opinion. The Gemara explains that there are two psukim over here. One pasuk says v'seret lanefesh lasitn b'v'sachem. The other pasuk says loisis gaydedu. And basically it means the same thing, that you're not allowed to scrape into out of aggravation over death of a dear friend. You're not allowed to scratch into the body to cause any bleeding. So the shaila is, does it make a difference whether you scratch with your fingernails or you scratch with a knife? Should I say that both lois is gaida du and mesaret lanefesh lasitim v'sarchem is basically the same thing? You can violate either one or the other, either biyad or bikli. Or maybe I should say no, that one of them goes biyad and one of them goes bikli. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion, Sritu Gdida Achasi, it's all the same thing. And you can violate either, it's just a repeat of the same pasuk. Lois is gadadu is bein biyad at bein bikli. And the Seret La Nefesh is bein biyad bein bikli. So since, and it's a repeat, so why do you have to have on both? The Seret La Nefesh, La Nefesh means only on a dead person. And Lois is gadadu also says, Ameis. It says Loisis Gadol Loisis Kimach Loisis Simakarcha Bein Enechem Lameis.
Yeah.
So the last word in that pasuk is Lameis. So the word Lameis goes back on Loisis Gadol also. So I already know that it's only limited to Alameis. If it's over the loss of money, the lav doesn't apply.
But you don't have to give that answer. He uses nefesh. If he uses the word meis in clothing, then
so that's what the Gemara says. He uses nefesh to teach me a different thing. Mm-hmm. I already know that it's only ala meis because it says lois is goydev lois is kisimul kocha bein enechem la meis. It's only ala meis. Grieving over loss of money is not included in the prohibition. So why does it have to say again? V'seret la nefesh lo sitnum v'sachem. It already says ala meis. It must be lochai v'kol nefesh v'nefesh. But this hechrech is only Rabbi Yossi v'shita sai. That's what the Gemara says, Kasavar Abyesi, Srita Gdida, Ahasi. They're both the same thing. You can violate either one or the other, Bain Biyad, Bain Mikli. It doesn't make a difference. So since the Chsiv Hasim Lameis, everybody says Lameis, so the word La Nefesh is Miyuter, so it teaches me Lachaya about Kol Nefesh Venefesh.
But according to him, what do you need to do?
Kefal Alav. It's just a Kefal Alav. Lachazik is Oinyan. Just to emphasize it. Doesn't add on anything. The Gemara says other Tanoim disagree. Here, the next line: Amar Shmuel, Hamisaret Bikli. Huh? Okay, good. So Shmuel says Hamisaret Bikli Chayiv. Shmuel says the same as Rabbi Yossi, basically. One could have distinguished and said Lois is going to do is if you use a kli, and Saret La Nefesh is only if you use your scratch with your fingernails. So Shmuel says not true. Hamisaret Bikli is also high. Fake Markasha, but the Brisa says not so. Street the Gdida, Achasi, they're both related, that they're both you scraping and causing bleeding in the body over the loss of a dear friend, but the difference is Alasha Street the Biyad, Gdida Bikli. So how does Shmuel come off to say Hamisaret Bikli is Chayev? The Brisa says Fakert. Only Gdida. Gdida is Bikli, and Street is Biyad. So the Gemara says Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yossi, that we just said before on the top line. Rabbi Yossi holds that Srit and Gdida is just a Kefal Alav, just repeating the same din. And they're both Lavim apply equally, Bein Biyad, Bein Bikli. So the Gemara comes down, it's a Machlekes HaTanaim. Well, the Svita Gdida is a kefal alava. You say no. Svita is biyad with the fingernails, and Gdida is bikli. That's the machlekas. Yeah.
Isn't there an opinion that Moses goes, I think Rashi says we shouldn't have any strife within the community?
Right, that's the Gemara in Yevamah. That's an additional level of interpretation. That's also an Issa deraisa, but that's not Pshuto Shal Mikra. That's Torah Shabbat Peh says that that too is included. So you only get Malkus on the Ike Pshuto Shal Mikra. On the Loisitz Gadol, Los Asu Agudas Agudas, you're not allowed to form two groups. If you would have the Yasuchulam Aguda Echos, if it'll be one Aguda for everybody, then it would be a mitzvah. But if it's not Aguda Echos, if it's Agudas Agudas, every group disagrees with the other groups. Machlekes, that you're not allowed to do.
It's like making minyonim out of the.
Yep. That's the din of Loisitz Gadol, yeah. The Jews are experts at that din. Yeah. Well, the Gemara called Tani Tanim Kamei to Rabbi Yechanan. One of the Chachamim recited a brayse in the presence of Rabbi Yechanan that says, "Alameis ben biyad ben bikli chayev." If one is grieving over the death of a dear friend, whether he scrapes with his fingernails or he scrapes with the kli, he gets malchus. Yeah, he doesn't. This brayse doesn't take a stand whether biyad is a violation of seret and bikli is a violation of loisis goyderu. Oh no, it's kefal alav, it's all the same thing. It doesn't make a difference. It just says that you get malchus. It doesn't pinpoint which are there. And this is in contrast to alavedis kechavim. What if, out of worshipping an avedis zorah, it says in Tanakh that some of the avedis zorah used to scrape their bodies until they would have blood come out. So if one is doing a derech avedis zorah, so then the braisa distinguishes biyad would be chad, the kli would be potah. Fregmar Kasha, that's wrong. It says in Malachim, the Pasuk in Tanakh says, when they were worshipping Abadizah, it says, that they were scraping into their body and causing bleeding with instruments, Bacharavis, with swords, Baramachim, and with spears. So don't you see the Ferish Vaker? That the way to do Gedida for Abadizah is only Bikli. So the Gemara says, you're right, the Lema Zakazai should correct the Braisa. Biyad pata bikli chay. If you do it bikli chay, so that's a shaila bikli chay of what? Misa, malchus. What are you chay?
The lav lois is going to do.
The lav lois is good. That's a double portion. If it's Avodah Zorah Kedarka, that's the way they worship this Avodah Zorah. So Yechayev means Chayev Misa. Okay? But what if it's Avodah Zorah Shaloi Kedarka? So Rashi sounds like he holds. Rashi writes Biyad Chay, about 10 lines into the Rashi. So he writes Biyad Chay, Derech Avodah Bekach. If Derech Avodah Bekach is Chayev Misa.
Yeah.
If Avodah Bekach is Chayev Misa. Afilo Avodah Zorah Shein Avodah Bekach. And even if their religion, they worship it by shechting animals, or by doing other things, not by scraping into the body. Right. Even if it's ein avodas v'kach, he's still chayiv. The avoda gemurah he biyad.
Sounds like the same thing.
Chayiv what?
Sounds like what he's saying.
How could it be? Yeah, certainly not correct. That means chayiv malchus. So where's the love?
The gemurah. They use the word gemurah.
We're learning out from the psukim in Malachim that if you do Gedida, Biyad, or Bikli, whichever the correct version is really Bikli, Rashi's going in the Havamina, that is Biyad, that's called an Avoida Gemura. Yeah, but what do you mean it's an Avoida Gemura? If you do Zibuch, Kito, Niso, Chishtach, Voya, so then the Mishnah in Sanhedrin says, then you chayiv misa, even if it's ain't Avoidos of the Kach, even if you're going to worship a religion where they don't believe in that. These four Avoidos, Zibuch, Kito, Niso, Chishtach, Voya, even Shalakadak. But to be Baramachim, for a religion which is not Avodas Bekach.
Why wouldn't you get Malkus?
So Misa the Pashtus says there isn't going to be.
Right.
So Rashi means it's going to be Malkus. Vushteit alav. So there's a lav lois of them. There's a lav lois of them. And that goes on this. And that goes on this.
This Avodas and lois of them goes on that too.
What do you mean this is an Avodas? The Dalet Avodas, so Zibor Kita Misa Cheshtavor. Where did this come from? That's what Tesis Taisus has difficulty with the Rashi. The top Taisus on Chaval says, Pirish Bekuntri is Chayav Misa Bekidarka. Taisus is interpreting Rashi. Rashi is very unclear. You said the Rashi sounds like Misa, even Shloikidarka.
Yeah.
So Taisus has to catch. Pirish Akuntri is their Pirish on Rashi. Taisus is giving a Pirish on the Rashi. Pirish Akuntri is Chayav Misa Bekidarka. The Loki Bishaloikidarka.
Cool.
That's their Taich in the Rashi.
Mm-hmm.
And where, what do you mean, Malkus? Where is their apostle? So they dug up Allah, Loisa of the Misera. So that's also a problem. Loisa of the Misera, the Gemara says in Sereten, there's a din Loisa of them if you kiss an Avodah Zarah, if you hug an Avodah Zarah, if you show Chiba to the Avodah, you bathe it. When the Getchke gets all dirty, dusty, whatever, so you clean it off. So the Gemara says, Hamagapif, Hamanashik, and so on. So the Gemara says, you're over a lav of loisa of them, but there is no malchus. That's the original Gemara. That's the lav shebichlalus. Because there is no specific, the Torah doesn't delineate any particular activity as in being included in loisa of them. So what did Rashi say here? Taisus interprets in Rashi, if it's kidarka, yichayiv misa, v'shaloi kidarka, yichayiv what?
Yeah.
It can't be chayiv misa. It's not zibuch kita nisa cheshtachwa. Chayiv Malkus. Where's the loisa of them? That's the loisa of them of Megafef and Menashe. That the Gemara said that there is no Malkus. The Gemara said it says there is no Malkus on that. So how did all of a sudden it become in Rashi that it's Malkus? Bach is a Shvera Bach.
Yeah.
Better not like the Bach. The Bach episode said great the Taisus, and it reads better without the Bach. That's what the latest Svarim write. They don't know what the Bach wants. He's better the way it says.
Can't get even Malkus because they don't even know what kind of love to quote him. The Asura has to be quoted the love.
Well, we quote the love,
Loisavdim.
He quote the love, Loisavdim. But Loisavdim, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, it has no Malkus.
Yeah.
So that's what they say. They're not sure.
Why is it called the love?
Because it's too vague. The Chumash doesn't delineate specifically.
What
you see, if you eat macholos asuris, it means if you have non-kosher food and you swallow it down your throat. That is the definition of achila. It has to be royal achila. Rules and regulation. This is a complete description of the law. Loisa of them doesn't go on worshipping. If you do anything in a fashion of being mechabed, that you demonstrate that as mahal from the avodah zarah. If you do the avodah zarah b'kach, then you chayv misa. If it's not avodas b'kach, yichayv misa on the dalar avodas. Zibuach kitu nisuch ishtachva. But if you megape from an ashik and avodas zore, or marchitza manilu, you give it a bath, or you dress up as a getchke, so you put on the clothing, you put on the shoes, you put on the socks. So all of these things are a violation of loisa avdim. But the Gemara says there's no malchus because it's a lav shebichlovus. It's a pasuk where you can violate the lav in many different ways, no specific way. So it's too vague to give any malchus. You only get malchus if it's. No, that's not like it. That's not like it. That's
an interpretation.
That probably is a lav shebichlovus. That's an additional interpretation from the Torah Shebal Peh. The only part of Lois Gadol that gets malchus is gedida if he uses a kli and he scrapes and he causes bleeding. That's the pshutu shel mikra. And what else is also included in the lav? That's Torah Shabbat Peh, and that is no malchus.
Then one question up here: So chalal adam.
Also, the Rambam seems to explain that the ikel lav la sochalal adam really goes on ben sora more, and the other five interpretations that the Gemara has in different places, some in Sanhedrin, some in Brachas. The other interpretations are also included in the law, but it's not the Pshuta Shal Mikra. So you only get Malkus on the Pshuta Shal Mikra. You don't get Malkus on the Torah Shabbat Peh additional interpretations. Yeah, as the Mishnah says, the Achila Vishayna of the Ben Sarmar gets Malkus, Achila Shnir gets Misa. The Achila Vishayna gets Malkus because La Soch La Ladam. Yeah. That was the Gemara's Havamina, that there's a distinction by Avodah Zarah. It's only called normal if you scrape biyad. If you scrape the kli, that's not normal. Then the Gemara said, fakir. The Pasuk Malachim, by the Yehoah Navi, says, v'izgodiru kimishpatam v'chorovus v'ramachim. You see that it's only normal kimishpatam. They did their normal routine, their practice, with instruments, davke bekli. So the Gemara back said, no faker. So that is going within the Havami. That it's only normal to do for the Avodah Zarah, biyad. To do bekli is not normal, yeah. That's just, that line of test goes on the Gemara. Then the Gemara has this comment, that you get Malkus for the Pasal Rosh, Malkus for the Pasal Zalkin. So where are the Mekaymas? So they say, Machti Rav Sheshes, he demonstrated to the Talmidim when he learned the Mishnahs, Ben Pirkei Reish. He said, over here and over there. So we don't know where it is. And then he told them, Allah Zokin, there are five Mekaymas, so he demonstrated where it is. It demonstrated doesn't help. Machti Rav Sheshes, he demonstrated there, 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 and there. We don't know where it is. And then Rav Lezer disagrees in the Mishnah. The Tanakam in the Mishnah, that's how we hold. Tanakam in the Mishnah says, if a person, they warn him, he has a razor and he's about to shave off the whole beard, and they told him, don't shave off the beard. There are five Mekaymas. You shave off your beard, you're going to get five times Malkus. So even though they only gave him one Hasra in advance, and if it's a Nazir drinking a big cup of wine, they have five Revias, and they tell him, I'm going to give you five times Malkus. He doesn't get five times Malkus, because just a repeat for the same Misa. And here it's five different Shemas. Based on a psukim, five different shemas. So Rav Lezer disagrees and says, no, he holds that the five places for the payas is the same as five revias of wine. And if they only give him one asra in advance and he shaves off the whole beard, he only get one malchus. So the Gemara says, why does Rav Lezer disagree? The savachad lavu. He holds that it's only repeating the same lav many times. And if you only have one asra, you
have plural, but the people.
No, the Lois Akifu goes on two different people, on the barber and on the customer.
Yeah.
How do you know? That's a big problem. How does the Tanakhama know this Chiddush? How does he know the Chiddush? The Seret La Nefesh, they said, Seret L'chaiva called Srito Srito. If he scrapes five at the time, five of Asacha is the five different Isur. How do you know by the beard? That's where, so Rashi on the Mishnah kvetches, I kvetched, and he doesn't know the answer. Rashi Achof Amar Aleph, the long Rashi. Where does it say? Where does it say? He says the Tanoim understood it on their own, on a pasuk. So Rav Lezer denies it. He says there is no such thing. And no pasuk, he doesn't see that it's a muchrach and svar. That's the Rashi, the long Rashi on the Mishnah. It's around six lines long. It says the Tanakama holds that it's mitar asvar, even though there is no pasuk. Then it says that it's a gimgul. Kein shamaiti. The last line, it says Chavshin, and that long Rashi, the last line in that Rashi, says Chavshin Kein Shamaiti. That's what he heard from his Rebbe, the Gimgum, and there's a Pshvach, the Doik. The Gimgum means like the Doichik.
Yeah.
So something missing. Yeah. Something missing.
Not
in
clear.
The yeah. But the Gemara understand that's the Machlokes HaTanoim. Then the Mishnah says, by the Pas HaZokon, you only get Malkus if you shave off with a razor. It doesn't say that if you use anything other than a razor, it's mutter. Just says you don't get malchus. That's the machlokes of Rishonim. So some Rishonim write explicitly that there is an iser to use an electric shaver. It's just that you don't get malchus. That's all it says in the Mishnah. You don't get malchus, but there will be an iser. That's what they quote. There's a biography of the Chafetz Chaim that was written by his son. So this is the official biography. He knew he spoke to his father more than all the strangers did. So he writes that his father said, I only wrote a Mishnah Brura on Orach Chaim. I never wrote the Mishnah Brura on Yeridei. If I'd write on Yeridei, I'm not sure how I would paskin by shaving, whether it's Asar or Mutter. He was very upset why the Talmidim in the yeshiva used to shave. They didn't shave with a razor, they used to shave with powder, whatever. The Malkus is only if you use a tar. But he was upset, and he wouldn't let them give an aliyah. When he was able to see, he wouldn't let the Gabbaim give an aliyah to the Talmidim who were clean shaven. And the later years, he was a sagi nor, he couldn't see, so they gave aliyahs, and he was standing right there, and he didn't see what was going on. He didn't know, but he was upset. And he published a few small contrasim about shaving. He insisted it's not proper that people shave. It's not permissible. See, he was very upset about the heifer. But the heta is ongenomi givon, the heta to shave. We assume that anything other than a tar is mutter. And a chai vachitlein, a bitar means that it's only osir if you use a tar. Anything less than a tar is mutter. So Gemara asks, where did it come from? Where does it say like that? That there's no pasuk in Chumash. So the Gemara says Tana Rabbanan, about 10 lines from the top of Daf Chaf Aleph. Tana Rabbanan Piyasa Konam Lo Yigalechu. This Rashi explains the background. The prohibition against shaving the beard appears in connection with Kohanim, right, beginning of Parshas and more. And then it says the same prohibition in connection with all of Klal Yisrael. And we don't assume that there's a difference. We assume that it's the exact same din. The Gemara assumes it's the same din. And we learn Exereshava Peya Peya. Since it says Peya by the Kohanim, and it says Peya by Yisrael, so that's what the Gemara Rashi quotes. The Gemara Kiddushin refers to this as the Exereshava Peya Peya, to put the two together. So what are the two parts that you're putting together? So by the Kohanim it says, Fiyas Ikonam Lo Yigal Lechu. So that may imply Yochol, one may mistakenly think Afilu Gilcho B'Misparai, even if you snip scissors off your beard with the scissors, very close. If he has a long beard and he snips off with this, that's not called Tiglachas. But if he has a scissors and he cuts it very close next to the face, maybe that's a violation of Lo Yigal Lechu, you should get Malkus, Yochol Yechayv. Tamaloyma by the Israelim. The other pasuk is not by the Kohanim. Tamaloyma by the Israelim. Lo sashchis. So it's only a violation. It's only a lav, and there's a gzereshava peyapeya. So it's only a violation of lo yigalechu if he does hashchasa. So if he snips with the scissors, he's not scraping the skin. So that's not called. It's gilua, but it's not called hashchasa. Freg the Gemara Ilos, the Brice Ilos Ashchis, if he placed the emphasis on the verb Hashchase. So what if he takes a tweezers and he yanks out the hair from the space and it's not going to grow again? He pulled out the whole hair from its root. So that's called Mamash Hashchase. That's Mamash Hashchase. So, but it's not with a tar. So maybe there should be loike on that also. Ilos Ashchis, if you're placing the emphasis on Hashchase, so Yochel, one might mistakenly think, if he yanks it out with the tweezers, yechayv, that's a violation of the law. Hashchase, tamalama, no, we go back to the other pasuk, lo yigalechu. It says by the Kohanim, it's only an iser if you do it the normal way. So, ha-keitzad, how do you set up, how do you know when you're in violation of the iser? So, with danek, zereshav, peya, peya, we put the two together. You have to have giluach, sheyesh, hashchase. Habiyam is etar. You have to have that it should be. If he just used the scissors, so it's not really scraping on the skin, so that's lacking hashchasa. And if you use a malakot rehitni or tweezers, that's not called derech ilua. That's not the normal way. Normal people don't shave their beards like that. Normal people either shave with the scissors or with a razor, but they don't yank out with it. So you have to have davke gilua kederech oilam. You have to have the gilua sheyesh hashchasa. So that's the Tanakhama, that you only like it if you use a tar.
This pasuk,
we put together the two pasukim.
Peyas ganam lo yigalechu is not the mekor for the chassidim not to shave the peyas in the
yeah. But yeah. Scissors you're allowed to use according to every shita.
Yeah.
There's no question about that. So this can't be that. You find that somehow that the people used to wear beards, because you find by David when he sent the shiluchim to Gaz and they cut off the half of beards, they didn't want to come back. So if people would not wear beards, they would have the half till they grow back. So you find
different times and different communities. Yeah.
Why were the Gemara so upset about shaving?
No, the Gemara says there's no malchus unless you use a tar. So some Rishonim write the Tzemach Tzedek, the Lubavitcher Tzemach Tzedek. The Tzemach Tzedek was the third Lubavitcher Rebbe, I think.
They don't cut the beard off together.
Yeah,
that's another story.
Yeah.
That's a pikabol. But the Tzemach Tzedek paskins la'aloche, like these Rishonim that are quoted in the Hagos Maimoni, that there is an Easter if you shave with a shaver, just that you're not like it. The Mishnah only says ain't a like el betar, but there will be an Easter. Some even want to say it's an Easter deraisa. Many assume it's only an Issa Derabbanan. So that's what the Chavetz Chaim says. He never wrote the Mishnah Berurah on Yeridei. If he would write, he does know what he would pass.
It's true with power as well, but power wouldn't have the same thing. Would it be an issue? Yeah. Would it be an issue?
I don't think so. I don't. I don't even think that's giluach. That's hashchasa. That's hashchasa without giluach. I think those who hold that it's aser is only if it's giluach. Giluach without hashchasa.
Without hashchasa.
We assume that a shaver is giluach without hashchasa, because it doesn't really, it doesn't really scratch the skin.
So it has to be without. Because you can use some, like use some chemicals which you make hashchasa.
Yes, some is hashchasa without giluach.
So
I think everybody holds that that's mutter. But if you do giluach without hashchasa, that's what some Rishonim hold is awesome.
Right. How can giluach make hashchasa? Hashchasa means really you're taking out the roots, no? What is that?
Hashchasa, Rashi defines that you're doing something mamish to the skin.
To the skin, yes.
So either a razor or a malakat derehitne, that's
razor,
called hashchasa.
Razor doesn't take out the roots either.
Right. Malakat derehitne takes out the roots, but a razor never takes out the roots.
Right. But it's
so why is that called hashchasa? Because when you learn hashchasa, it means it takes out the roots, no? Wouldn't that
No.
It doesn't have to be.
The tar does not, no.
Yeah.
Hashchasa just means it's affected it till the skin mamish. So it's either malakat derehitne is called hashchasa, or a tar. Both of these are called hashchasa. But giluach means kederach ha'olam, kiminhag ha'olam. So if that's not the normal way that people shave, malakat derehitne is not the normal way that people shave their beards. So that's only hashchasa, shein bo giluach. So that's not an issue.
So malakat derehitne could be that maybe you shouldn't go, this would be, I gave it wouldn't be allowed to do this because of, shouldn't be like women do.
To remove the beard,
to me,
that's a question in Achrayim. So some Achrayim say that it's loyil bash gever, that a man who shaves off his beard is a all the men who shave their beards are in violation of loyil bash gever.
But the beard goes back.
And others say that it's a pikabola, that you shouldn't shave off the beard. And then they point out that the Ramami Panu was a big mekubal and a big paisik, and he was clean shaved. So nishta pikabola, nishta pinigla, nishta pinista, there's nothing wrong. So machlekes. The machlekes, is there anything wrong with shaving? It's an old machlekes. The Ramami Panu, they quote. The Ramami Panu lived in Italy, 1600s, I don't know. The later Paschim always quote from him. So he was both a Paisek and a Mekubal, and they say he was clean shaven. So they say apparently he didn't think that there was a problem in Nigla or in Nista. You know that it was mutter?
Unless he was like Rabbi Yochanan, couldn't grow a beard?
No. They say he shaved.
Oh.
They say he did grow a beard and he used to shave.
Yeah.
The Talmidim quote like that. Then the Mishnah quotes Reb Lezer as disagreeing. Reb Lezer says, if you yank out the hair with the tweezers, you also get malchus. So the Gemara wants to know, what does he hold? He holds that all it depends on his hashchasa. Okay.
Yeah.
You don't need giluach. So then sam is also awesome. So you're not allowed to use powder? How can it be? The Gemara says they can't believe that he holds like that. That hashchasa does need giluach. No, everybody's masking with the gzera shava. Gemara says, manam shach, what does he hold? Here, Reb Lezer Eimer, what does he say? Igom gzera shava. If he holds from the gzera shava, peyo. So the boy tar, and he loigom gzera shava. If he does nothing gzera shava, then what does he hold that either or the other is asa? Either giluach or hashchasa. So you're not allowed to shave, you're not allowed to use powder because it's hashchasa without giluach. You're not allowed to use a scissors either if you cut very close. The giluach without hashchasa is also going to be asa. It can't be. The Gemara says, no, Liyoy Lam is masking with everything the Tanakhama said. He holds from the Gzer Shavit Peyapeya, and you're only a violation, you only get the Malkus if it's giluach sheyesh hashchasa. But Rab Lezer disagrees in Metzias, in Minik Ha'ilam. He claims that this is called derech giluach. That someone looks in the mirror and takes the tweezers and he yanks out hairs, that's called derech giluach. And the Chachamim say it's a joke, right? That's not derech giluach. You've got to do a lot at a time. It'll take forever. To yank out every hair with a tweezer will take forever. So how is that called giluach? And Rabbi Lezer disagrees on that. Because Savar, the Gemara says, "Liyoy lam gomik zera shava." He's masking with the Tanakhama. Because Savar, his nekudas amachlekes says he holds that if you use a tweezers, haranami giluach. He holds that this is called kederach giluach, and we don't hold like that. We hold that's not derach giluach. That's the whole machlekes.
How do you do it? The narrow line in the Yivan,
Dam lama la sashtes. Yeah, it doesn't.
He's defining what hashkasa is.
Right. Hashkasa means it has to touch the skin. The powder is hashkasa. Or tar is hashkasa. Or malakat the rehitni is hashkasa. Doesn't cut it so close enough to the. Doesn't cut it close enough to the root that it should be labeled as hashkasa.
As a tar.
Right. The tar is close. It has to touch the skin. Has the cutting off has to touch the skin, that it should be labeled as hashkasa.
Even though it doesn't pull out the root.
Right. Tar doesn't pull out the root either. Right. Then the Mishnah has agavdi. So the Mishnah has the din of aksoves kaka. A pasuk in Chumash that one is not permitted to make any tattooing.
That's just
where,
is it skin, or you can,
let's
say you can have things on your hand that get
tattooed
without going into your skin.
So the full, the malchus, the rice is only if he puts the ink in between the skin and the flesh. If he just writes on top of the skin and it can get washed off, so that's not really service kaka, that's not an isa deraisa. There may or may not be an isa derabbanan because of marisayan. The Gemara is going to talk, but an isa deraisa there is not.
So if I write on the telephone number of my hand, it will be a derabbanan?
So that's a question that we'll see in the Gemara. We'll have to see in the Gemara.
I'll have a piece of paper.
Yeah. So the Mishnah says, Hakaisik service kaka. What if he just wrote but he didn't cause the ink to go in between the skin and the flesh? Or he drilled a hole in order to put the ink in, but he never put the ink in. He does one without the other, either A without B or B without A. And a chayv malchus says that shirta liyakakeya bidio. The letters are confused here. Bidio. He has to use ink. Dio means black ink or kchol. Is
blue
ink, any color. It's not like a Sefer Torah that it has to be ksav, has to be black. There's not locha, it has to be black over here. If a person makes a colorful tattoo,
it's also
an isa.
Even though he didn't put the ink in,
there's no malchus. There may be an iser of chayvul begufay. Also, lotem lachbo biatzma. But this iser won't be violated. That's shy. What if he draws a picture? What if he doesn't write ksav? On Shabbos, the Rambam. Right, there's a discussion in the Mishnah. So the Rambam paskins, not like Rashi, the Rambam paskins whether you draw a picture or you write letters is a malacha deraisa. It's just a machlekes hatanaim. What's the talmud, but it's not halacha lemais, it's irrelevant. The Rambam sheet is even if you make a picture, it's also ksiva deraisa. Or let's say if you make a fingerprint, that's the shaila in Europe. Sometimes the police would grab someone in the street and they make you make a fingerprint. Especially the Jews, they were choshed that the Jews were always under the Nazis, yeah. So they make you put your fingerprint down. So to make a fingerprint is you're making a picture that's no one else has that fingerprint. That's they want Dabke that surah. So that on Shabbos you're not allowed to. So if they take a person and they want to make a fingerprint, so you should let them push the finger. You shouldn't push. It's relevant now in a lot of the hospitals now in New York when the babies are born. So they want to prevent the babies from getting mixed up, so they have the mother puts a fingerprint and they make the baby's footprint. So if the baby's born on Shabbos, so you have to tell your daughters-in-law or your daughters, whatever, that they shouldn't make a fingerprint.
But we can postpone it to the next day.
Before the next day, then you can mix up all the babies. Yeah. they want dafke mamish right after the baby is born.
So the Rambam
writes like that. The Rambam is machlekes. Rashi holds that that's a machlekes satanoin. The way Rashi holds it, if you draw a picture, comes out that it's not a malach of siva deraisa. Siva deraisa on Shabbos only if you write with letters. But if you make a picture, it's not siva deraisa. The Mishnah Berurah quotes it. It's interesting. Mishnah Berurah quotes it in Hilchas Tefillin. What's up in Hilchas Tefillin? He should have quoted in Hilchas Shabbos. Hilchas Shabbos doesn't quote it. Hilchas Tefillin he quotes it because the Ramah paskins How do you know whether you put tefillin on the right arm or on the left arm? If a person is a lefty, he puts tefillin on the right arm. What say he's not lefty? What if he does some things with the right arm, some things with the left arm? So if he does everything with both arms, he's ambidextrous. So he has the same din as a normal person. Has the same shlita on the both hands. So he has the same din as a righty that he puts tefillin on the left arm. But what if some of the pulis he does with the right arm, some he does with the left arm? So many achrayim say that's called shayla b'shtayadav. He does some with the right, some with the left. It's shayla b'shtayadav. So he puts tefillin on the left arm. And the Ramah has an unusual psak. Many achrayim disagree. Most achrayim disagree with the Ramah. Ramah says it all depends on ksivah. Why? Because the Gemara has different opinions in the Tanaim. How did they establish this din? That you put the tefillin on the left arm. Who stayed? Shatim leos al yodecho. Shatim leos al yodecho. How do you know? So one Tana says Yad Keho. One Tana says Yad Keho. The other Tana says Yad Keho means the weaker arm. So if he's a righty, so he put the tefillin on the left arm, which is the Yad Keho. Because it's spelled Shatim leos al yodecho, Yudal Chafei. So he dashin as if it were written Yad Keho. The other Tana says, no, there's a pasuk that says, when the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world, how does it say? It says he created, I forgot the pasuk already in Tillim. No, it's a pasuk in Tillim. The Gemara Menachos quotes it. Pasuk in Tillim says the Ribbono Shel Olam. How does the beginning of that pasuk come? Haf yodi
osso zos.
Yimini tipcha shamayim. It says, Afyodi is the Oretz, Mini Tipcha Shamayim, something like that. So the Ribbono Shel Olam is describing the way he created the heavens and the earth with his right hand and with his left hand. So he refers to the right hand as Yemini, and the left hand is referred to as Yodi. So you see that the Stam Yad in Tanakh, when you don't know one way or the other, Stam Yad is the left hand. So that's one Tana says like that. So he sounds like he says it's always the left hand. Doesn't matter whether you're lefty, righty, is lomala v'lamar. The left hand, the word yotcha. Kshat melos al yadech means left hand. And then the third Tana says, since it says, ukshartam, one pasuk next to the other, chumish dvar. In the chumish dvar, we darshan smuchim. So it says, ukshartam achsaftan. So it says, "Ekshartem leos al yadecho, chsaftem amzuz es beisecho v'sharecho." The hand that does the writing should do the tying. So if you're, so it all depends on the yad hakosevis. So if you write with your right hand, you need to do all the melachas with the left hand. So the right hand is the yad hakosevis. So "Ekshartem achsaftem," the kshira should be done with the right hand, the same hand that does ksiva. If he writes with the left hand and all the other melachas he does with the right hand, so the left hand should do the kshiras atfilin. Even though he's really, in a certain sense, a shalit b'shtayadav. The only thing he does with his left hand is the writing, and everything else he does with the right hand. When he plays ball, everything else he does with the right hand. So the Ramah, tachfar action, the Ramah paskins, it all depends on
writing. On
the hand that does the writing. Hand that does the writing. So the Mishnah Brura quotes all the Achranim Eskakasha. The bottom line, most of the Achranim disagree with the Ramah. A lot of people have the shalit. They do the writing with the left hand. Everything else they do with the right hand. So the Ramah says you follow the Yad HaKosevis. You follow the writing. And most Achrayim disagree. So the Mishnah Brura tries to be Miyashiv the Ramah. He doesn't disagree. He quotes everybody disagrees, but he leaves the Ramah the way it is. And then he raises a Shaila. What if the fellow, they have multi-millionaires who don't know how to sign their name? They just make X's. So is that called a Yad HaKosevis? And he does it with the left hand. He doesn't know how to write. Lamayin says he doesn't know how to write. He's illiterate. He doesn't know how to read. He doesn't know how to write. But he has to sign a check. So he draws a picture. Whatever. He draws a picture. So is that called the Yad Ha? And he draws the picture with the left hand. Everything else he does with the right hand. Everything he does with the right hand. And the picture he draws with the left hand. Is that called the Yad HaKosevis? So the Mishnah Brura says... that depends on the machlokes, the Rambam and Rashi in Masechah Shabbos by Ksiva, that the Rambam holds that making a picture is called Ksiva, it's a Malach of Ksiva, and Rashi says we don't pass them like that. Rashi holds that making a picture is not called Ksiva. So it is an issue whether making a picture is called Ksiva is relevant in Hilchah Shabbos by making the fingerprint, or snapping a photograph, is that really called ksiva or not? And it's relevant to tefillin, which is the Yad HaKosev. If you all like the Ramah thinks that we should pass him like that one tana. The Vilna Gaon says there never were three, he denies that there's an afkamina ladina between the three different shitas. Many hold that the three different tanoim, one tana holds you always put on the left hand, one tana holds Yad Keha, and the third tana holds it all depends which is the Yad HaKosev. The Vilna Gaon says there never was a machlekes, they all said the same thing.
What does he say, the Vilna Gaon? You always put on the left hand?
You always do on the Yad Keha.
Yeah.
He said there never was a shita that you always put on the left hand.
Uh-huh.
Everybody agrees that if he's a lefty, you put on the right hand. And no one ever held that it all depends on writing. Yeah, writing just means the Yad Keha. Boils down to
the yeshiva, I was forced to write with my right hand, even though I favor the left.
Right, so that's a diun and achrayim. If he's really a lefty, but they trained him to
write
with the right hand, so that's a diun. How should you treat such a person?
Hasn't he to do with the art is close to the left?
The heart tilts to the left a little bit. Yeah. But the achrayim say, what if a person? What if we've established that his heart tilts to the right? So he still puts the tefillin on the left arm. They say that idea that the tefillin should be on the left arm, closer to the heart, that's not really
determining factor.
That's not the real right.
But all the sofim ask you, if you ask a pair of tefillin, which hand does he write?
That's the Ramah.
Just order for my grandchild. He writes his left hand. They said he needs left.
And everything else he does with the right hand.
No, he does everything with the left.
Everything. Yeah. Okay. So that you say. That's okay. That's easy. But if he writes with the left and everything else does with the right hand, that's a big machlokes. And most achrayim do not accept the Ramah.
In the hospitals, can't. I mean, with the fingerprinting, don't they? You don't have to be misayed.
Yeah. Okay. But they have to tell him that you should not. You have to tell the women not to push the fingers down. They have to let the nachri do the whole thing.
If you open up your hand, do you think the Taz would argue that you wouldn't be allowed to do it?
Could be, Messiah. Could be. See here, by Ksavis Kaka, here's also a shaila. Ksavis Kaka, what if the person makes a tattoo, but there are no letters? No letters at all? He just makes a picture? Is that an Isser? Is that the Issa deraisa, or is that only an Issa derabbanan?
Well,
so it's interesting.
Like a Shambam and the same thing, but that
could be.
Yeah.
It could be, but the only thing is, it's a little different because in Shabbos, you have a pasuk that says that there are others and toldus. So the Rambam says that writing letters is an av, and drawing a picture is a tolda. That's Zeres HaKosav. Liosa Meachas Mehena. There are obvious and told us, that's only by Shabbos. It could be that over here there's no din of obvious and told us, so it could be you only have the av of writing letters. And drawing a picture, there's no told us, so here it wouldn't be an Issa deraisa.
There are
told us
also by Nizukin.
Okay, you can dig up with the Mishnah Brewer, right?
But they're told us by Nizukin. Why can't they be told us by other things also?
That's a good kasha. The Shita Mekubetz asked that kasha in the first daf in Bava Kama. Why do you need a pasuk meyachas meena to teach me that told the same kayetz ben by Shabbos by Nizikin is no pasuk?
Yeah.
You know from Amar Matzino. So that's a good question. The Shita gives an answer. It's a question. How do you know when do you need a pasuk for told us and when not? So that's part of the problem over here. There is I'm bringing it up because there's a psak from Rav Eliashiv Halacha Lamais, a very surprising psak. Sometimes Rachmana Litzlan women have to have an operation and they remove a breast. So they feel extremely depressed about this, to the extent that sometimes they can't function. Sometimes, as if you made them ice woman. So sometimes it has the status of a chodesh nishken chodesh yesh b'sakana, but sometimes it has the status of a chodesh yesh b'sakana. A person has a condition, even though they're not sick. Chodesh yesh b'sakana means a person has a condition that prevents them from functioning normally, psychologically, whatever. So Rav Eliashiv is quoted as having said that they're permitted to make a ksodas kaka of a nipple if that will help them readjust. Because he held that there's only the issa derais is only if you write letters. And if you draw a picture, he held that that's not called ksodas, that's not called ksiva. Deraisa benegeret the ksodas kaka. He thought that it's furish in the Gemara that there is an issa. The Gemara talks about making any kind of tattooing is an iser. So he thought that's only an iser de rabbanon. And if it's only the rabbanon, but makom chodesh em sakana kem em mekel zayin.
Like by Shabbos.
Like by Shabbos. That if it's only an iser de rabbanon, we're mekel a lot of times in Hilchos Shabbos or chodesh em sakana.
See, by get they used to write the rabbanon with a picture, like tomorrow we made a picture of it. So we see that how to sit.
That's the question. Maybe it only ksiva, maybe just in chasima.
Yeah, just chasima
just means an indication that I saw. That's the shaila. Who says he needs ksiva?
He made a fish, right? The Montana made a
fish. Rav Tzia Kavra, he drew a fish. Yeah. That's the shaila. Maybe the Yisa deraisa service kaka. He said a chiddush. He held that it's only if you write letters. The next Tana has a chiddush. Rav Shimon ben Yehuda quotes the name Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon ben Yochai. He says, you only chayev, the real malk is only ashyichtav shom es hashem. You have to write the shame. What shame? Shenemach, service kakal, asit mechem ani hashem. So the Gemara says, one of the Amoraim is asking the other one, Amle Rabach ve derabba le Rabashi. One of the Amoraim is asking the other, what you mean to say, according to the Tana Reb Shimon, that the only time his malkus is he write ani hashem? The only time this service kakal is write ani hashem? So he said, no, was verstehst du nicht, verkehrt. So only if you write Shem Avod Izare. Ani Hashem, Avodoy Acher, don't write. No, if you write Ani Hashem, that's stupid. But that's not a violation of Ksavis Kaka. He says, Ani Hashem, Avodoy Acher, not if you write Ani Hashem. I'm like, no, that's not the pshat, you didn't understand. Kedetani bar kapar, and achai mat shiicht of Shem Avod Izkocham, Mishnem, Ani Hashem, Ani Avodoy Acher. Yeah. So it's right that the Yisik Ksavis Kaka is probably rooted in Avod Izare.
Yeah.
Reb Shimon clearly holds like that. And even Tana Kama probably also agrees. Rudin Avodah Zarah. That's what the Rambam writes, that the payas and the Giluach, the Galochim used to shave their beards. So it's all rooted in the Hilchos Avodah Zarah. That's why the Rambam quotes all these dinim in Hilchos Avodah Zarah. Because in the Moreh Nevuchim he writes that it's all rooted in Avodah Zarah. But we pass him not like Reb Shimon, that you're in violation there, I say.
In another picture, other
even if you write other things. But that's the Shaila. Rabbi Yashiv had a kula, a chidish, lahakil, that the Issa Deraisa doesn't apply if it's a picture, only if it's writing. So the picture is only the Rabbanon, and the Mamakam Choyle, there's room to be made.
Well, what's Shach here to say Ani Ad Hashem? The Gemara says, Rashi says, when it says Ani Ad Hashem, that if you do it with a combination, you think that I would know that you can fool me. You know, Rashi says in a lot of places where it says Ani Ad Hashem,
that the Rebbe Shlom knows what you're thinking in your heart.
So what is this? What is here be then?
No, probably here it means like Reb Shimon says, "Ani Hashem v'lo yacher." Don't get involved in Avodah Zarah. Rebbe Shlom is a jealous God. So Reb Shimon understands from that that the Yisad Deraisa is only violated if you put Shem Avodah Zarah. The Chachamim say, "No, Ani Hashem v'lo yacher." You shouldn't be nimshach after the minhagim of the Avodah Zarah.
Once somebody has a
kavua. Like,
never
from the concentration, if there's
none.
Is there a need to remove the
rubble? No. It's not a chatzitza for tefillin, it's under the skin. It's not a chatzitza for mikveh either. No.
When you're blushing, the Rabbi Shabbos, you hold a picture, only the Rabbanan wants some rights of pictures. I want to take a fingerprint, let's say, as you say.
That's the Mishnah Berurah quote. That's Machlekes, Rashi and the Rambam. The Rambam writes explicitly that a picture on Shabbos is an Issa deraisa of
ksiva.
Rabbi Al Yashir said, "By Ksevus Kaka, he holds that it's only the
Rabbi." So why should it be different from Shabbos?
It could be Shabbos has told us. It could be that the din of Avos and Toldos is only by Shabbos. Yes, but you have it by Nezikin. So that's a good question. The Shittim Gubetz started the question. We're not sure exactly what the final answer is to the question. The Gemara Sanhedrin raises. The Gemara Sanhedrin does say something about Avos and Toldos by Avodah Zarah. But I think the final conclusion is I think that they reject it. I think they reject it. That is, here it's on Samach Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara says maybe I should carry over the concept of Avos and Toldos to Avodah Zarah. The Gemara says it doesn't work. Just technically it's not going to work, so they reject the whole thing. It sounds like the maskan is that the whole institution of Avos and Toldos is only by Shabbos. Doesn't apply. But you got to look in the Gemara. Maybe you can resurrect it again. you gotta look in the Gemara.
Yeah.
Okay. In the beginning of Parshas Va'era, there's a famous medrash. Rashi quotes part of the medrash that the Ribbono Shel Olam is complaining about Moshe Rabbeinu.
Why don't you?
Ribbono Shel Olam sent Moshe Rabbeinu to speak to Paro in order to set free Bnei Yisrael. So then at the end of Parshas Shmos, it turns out everything l'ruah. Moshe Rabbeinu speaks to Paro, yeah, and he makes the Yidden work harder. Makes them work harder. So Moshe Rabbeinu complains.
I said, what are you
that what did you do? So the Ribbono Shel Olam gives him over the head and he says, Chaval al diavdin v'loy mishtakhin. Ay, I had tzaddikim Avram and Yitzchak and Yankov. What's the matter with this guy? I promised them things and I gave them Eretz Yisrael, and the Maaseh said they never saw anything delivered. They never questioned, they never complained. And Moshe Rabbeinu is complaining, so he's upset. The Ribbono Shel Olam is upset. Moshe Rabbeinu's Adon HaNavim is much greater than the others, but if it's in Yerushalayim, the Ribbono Shel Olam is complaining, the others had a higher level of Yerushalayim, that the proper Hanhogah should be, that the person should accept everything without asking any kashas. A lot of times, if you're the one, it's very easy to accept when the other guy's suffering. Yeah. When I'm the one who's suffering, it's very hard to accept. So the Ribbono Shel Olam says that's what he would like all of us to go in the ways of the others. And he complains that Chaval al diavdin v'lo mishtakhin, that he wants we should, this is very difficult. A person has to be able to be mekabel the psak din of the Bezon Shalmaila, even if it seems to be totally contradictory to what the promise was. The promise was everything is going to come out l'toivah, and everything comes out l'ruah. So you're not allowed to complain. You're not allowed to ask any kashas. It's very difficult.
Yeah.